Thank you for coming into our studio today, Peter, to tell us about your research into an ancient species of tree called the ginkgo. First of all, how did you develop an interest in it?
I think that anyone who's seriously interested in plants inevitably comes across the ginkgo tree pretty early in their training, because very unusually, it's a single plant species with no known living relatives. What particularly fascinated me was the fact that it's been essentially unchanged for more than 200 million years. Other people are attracted by its distinctive leaf. Once you see it, you don't forget it.
When was the ginkgo first cultivated?
Our best estimate is about 1,000 years ago in China, which is somewhat late. There's a lot of Chinese literature from before that time, and it doesn't mention the ginkgo, while it does mention a lot of other plants. The evidence points to the fact that the ginkgo was probably always a rather rare tree until it first attracted the attention of people about 1,000 years ago, when they realized it could be cultivated as a source of nuts.
And does the ginkgo tree have medical uses?
The plant itself has long been valued for its healing properties. The medicinal uses in the East and the West have gone in different directions, using two different parts of the plant, mainly the seeds in the East and mainly the leaves in the West. In the West, work has been done on the leaves to see whether they contain substances that might help improve people's memories. The results, however, have shown no strong evidence for such powers.
What else do humans use the ginkgo tree for?
Well, it's a very popular tree in city streets all over the world. It's incredibly tough, so can tolerate conditions that might kill other types of tree. It's hard to know exactly why, but the leaves are particularly unattractive to insects that harm other trees, and it seems to survive in a street setting. Its roots aren't getting much oxygen. They're getting a lot of salt, and goodness knows what else is getting poured on them, but it seems relatively resistant to that.
You're interested in the benefits of street trees in general, aren't you, Peter?
That's right, I am. They're important for a number of reasons. One advantage is that trees along a street make it feel narrower and cause drivers to go more slowly. And obviously, they provide shade, making people feel a lot more comfortable. They don't mind being outside if they can be in the shade. And so trees help bring all the benefits that come from that. Kids playing outside, neighbors keeping an eye on each other's houses, people encouraged to linger in a shopping area that they would otherwise walk right through.
Do you think there are lessons we can learn from the ginkgo about preserving other plant species?
Well, because humans have distributed ginkgo around the planet, they have helped ensure the species' long-term survival. There are probably a couple of wild original populations of ginkgo trees still left in China, but even those may have been aided by people. Obviously, we should try to preserve animals and plants in their native habitats, but in the same way that we've used other methods for conserving large mammals, I think conservation through widespread cultivation is essential for preserving plant diversity for the future.
And finally, does working on such an ancient tree species affect your view of the world?
Yes. As humans, one of our biggest shortcomings is that we can't see the long term. So, reflecting on a plant like ginkgo that was around in very different ecosystems hundreds of millions of years ago really makes our own species seem very young.